A soggy and muddy 90 minutes were played out by two teams who looked tired from having played just 2 days earlier. The chances were few and far between as neither goalkeeper was made to work, really. FC had the better of the possession over the 90 minutes and were certainly creating more chances, but never really looked like converting them, and the longer the game wore on, the more it looked like one goal would win it. But with Norton and Stott serving their second of three-game suspension, the Reds did look short of that killer instinct, and the passion that we've all become so accustomed to at this time of the season was not on show. Margie's heart would have dropped further on 83 minutes. A second-half substitute, Sanase, put the home team 1-0 up following some defensive errors from FC United.
For Frost and John Jones, you can feel the effort there. He had to run back there under pressure from Burns.
You could almost taste the lactic acid in his thighs there, couldn't you?
And that's all. Oh, and that's a bad mistake. And this is going to be Sanasi who will score. And that's an appalling mistake.
That's tiredness on George's part. He struggled to get that ball.
He played the ball loosely. And it was picked up. Sanasi free on his own, scores. And FC United pushing the self-destruct button.
Unfortunately, an absolutely knackered Adam George just lobbed it forward, basically, didn't he? Easily cut out.
And so it stayed. And you couldn't really say that FC deserved any more from the game, but then neither did Ashton. With three games to go, it couldn't be a tighter playoff position, as Chester were declared champions on Monday's game. Northwich, Chorley and Bradford Park Avenue all look relatively comfortable with 75 points and up, while FC hold the final playoff position on goal difference alone and 68 points. In sixth, also on 68, is Hednesford Town, and Marine line seventh with 66 points, but they have played one more than everyone else. So, three games, in which Carl Marginson will be expecting the most from his Reds, as a failure to qualify for the playoffs would be seen by most as failing to meet the expectations we all have for this club.